Okay, today's daf is Babasra daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding on the top of daf Lamed Aleph, Amid Aleph, and the Gemara is going to talk about when you have Edim with a, when you have a Migo b'makom Edim. If you have a Migo, so you want to believe the person's Taina because he has a Migo, but there are Edim against that Migo. Do we believe a Migo b'makom Edim? Then we're going to talk about the issue of Toein v'chozer v'toein. The person makes one claim, sees that's not working for him, goes ahead and makes another claim, but the second claim contradicts the first claim. Do we allow a person to come with a new claim when it contradicts the first claim? Toein v'chozer v'toein, or eino toein v'chozer v'toein? The Gemara is going to come up with a case where everybody agrees yes, a case where everybody agrees no, and a case where there is machlokas. And then that's going to lead us into a discussion on the bottom of the page of edus mukcheshes. If you have conflicting testimony, specifically in the area of chazaka, or meaning you have two people, each of them claiming that a certain piece of property belonged to their families, belonged to their fathers, and so you have each one brings witnesses. One brings witnesses that it was his father's, and the other one brings witnesses that it was his father's, and that he has a chazaka. So what do we do with that conflicting testimony? Do we believe the part that doesn't conflict, or do we just throw out the whole thing? And we're going to compare that to the broader machlokas about edus mukcheshes in general. If you have two sets of witnesses that conflict with each other, are either of those sets kosher for the future? Can we believe them about other eduyos? Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether we're concerned with zilusa de beidino. Once Beis Din makes a decision, are we cautious not to back out of the decision, even in light of new evidence? If the evidence is not absolute, the evidence just raises doubt, do we not back out of the original psak of Beis Din because of a concern of zilusa de beidino, that it looks like Beis Din doesn't know what they're doing if they keep going back and forth, if they keep having to reverse whatever decisions they had previously made? So let's begin on the top of daf lamed aleph amid aleph at the two dots. Ze omer shalavosai v'ze omer shalavosai. You have two people, each one claims that it was shalavosai. Each one claims that the property belonged to their families. Hay aisi sa'adi daf hasehi. One of them brings witnesses that it in fact belonged to his fathers, and the other one brought witnesses not that it belonged to his fathers, but that he has a chazaka in this property, that he's been there for 3 years. Amar Rabba Malo Lashaker. We say amigo over here. Ibai Amale Minach Zvinta Vachalte Shnei Chazaka. The one who has Edim, that he has a Chazaka, should win, because if he wanted, he didn't have to say Shalav Hasai. He didn't have to say that it belonged to my fathers. He could have just said, you're right, it belonged to your fathers, and I bought it from you, and now I have a Chazaka, and I have witnesses that have a Chazaka, and therefore I'm not contradicting anything that you're saying, anything that any proof that you're bringing, because I agree 100%. Yes, it was Shalav Hasei. It belonged to your fathers, but I bought it. So therefore, we're going to believe him because he could have just said that he had purchased it and he'd be believed with this chazaka. That is Rabba. Amle Abaye Mali L'Shaker B'Makom Edim Lo Amrinan. So Abaye says, no, we don't say amigo when it's going up against Edim. That here there are Edim that are testifying that it was Shalav Hasei, and I'm claiming it wasn't Shalav Hasei, I'm claiming it was my forefathers. So even though the Migo would be that I could have just accepted your Eidos and claimed something else entirely, but that's not what I'm actually saying. What I'm actually saying is that it never belonged to your forefathers, and you have Edom that it did. So we don't say a Migo when it goes up against Edom. If you look at the Rashbam Amar Lei, in the fourth line of the page, Talmido Abaye, Abaye was a Talmud of Rabba. So Abaye, the Talmud, says to the Rebbe, Rabba, Mali l'shaker v'chule, Klomer, al yidei hay migo de Mali l'shaker lo yizke b'karka. This migo of Mali l'shaker is not going to be enough for him to gain ownership of this land. Shari edim machishim es dvarav, because there are edim saying against him, sh'omim d'shalav osav, d'idochi, because they're saying that it belonged to the other guy's father. The gama chazaka eno klum, and therefore, here's what the Rashbam adds, the chazaka that he has is worthless, because Sharei Eini Mataina. The Chazaka has now become a Chazaka She'eini Mataina, Ki Im Taina Sheker, because the whole Taina that he has for the Chazaka was that it always belonged to us, and that's why I have a Chazaka in it, because it always belonged to my family. But now we look at that Taina as a Taina Sheker, because there are Eidim that say that no, it belonged to somebody else's family. We're ultimately going to Paskin like Abaye over here because Rabbah was Modita Abaye. Meaning, even though generally we have a klal, Ein Alach Talmud Makom Rav, you always Paskin like the Rebbe against the Talmud, that's if the Machlokas was maintained. But if the Rebbe ultimately agrees to the Talmud, we discussed the other day the possibility that Ein Alach Talmud Makom Rav goes against the seems to go against the issue of the klal and halach of Hilchos Kibasra that we always pass on like the later generation, but we pointed out that we're not going to pass on like the later generation when a conversation actually took place between the Talmud and the Rebbe, because then the Rebbe has all the advantages that the Talmud had. So I mean, he knows all the same information that the Talmud had at the time that he formulated his opinion. But obviously, if the Rebbe changes his mind and agrees to the Talmud, so then we're going to paskin like the Talmud. Now, Tosfos has a couple of important points over here. First of all, says Tosfos, Amar Rabba Malo Lishaker, says Tosfos, Rabba Garsinan. It has to be Rabba over here. Dabai Varava Armi Lakamadol Sfirulu Hadrav Chisad Malo Lishaker Malo Medim Lo Amrinan. That because we're going to see that it would be inconsistent if it were Rava. So it has to be that it's Rabba, and that obviously changes in terms of our analysis of how to paskin, because Rabba was the Rebbe of Abaye, Rava was not the Rebbe of Abaye. Mali the Shakar Makom Edim Lo Amrinan, says Tosos, Tema L'Rashba. We said that you don't believe Amigo when it goes up against Edim. So says the Rashba, Amai Havei B'Makom Edim. Why is this going against Edim? What? He's saying with Edim that it belonged to his forefathers. I'm saying it belonged to my forefathers. Is it not possible that both of those things are true? Neima Shalavosav Haisa Yom Echad, V'nomar Shalakha Me'avosav. Why not say, yes, it belonged to his fathers for a day, and why I bought it from them. Da'atan in the Yorish, Rebem Ninalei, Ba'adukamar Shavosav Darabo Yom Echad, Migodi Bayamar Minach Svintei, that we make a taina like this on behalf of a Yorish. He could have said, I bought it from you, so we believe him to say that it belonged to my forefathers. If you skip down a little bit, V'omar Rabbeinu Yitzchak, says Tosvos, D'shalavosai Mashma, Shaisa Me'olam Shalavosai. That stam, when a person says shalavosai, we assume that means it always was. It always was shalavosai. Not that there was a moment that it was shalavosai. Ul kaman denakat shalakhua, lo shetzarech sheyiton sheyeda shalakhua, el shalavosai shereisi shedar b'yamechal, al ken nirot l'zakos deshem alakhua vosai b'mishpat v'taran in liyoresh. And later on, when we say shalakhua, it doesn't mean that he has to know that lakhua. It's just that I know that that Avosai was there Yom Echad. But says Tosfos, why is it that this is considered Amigo B'Makom Edim? Because we assume the term Shalavosai means it always was Shalavosai. The Rashba raises a different question, that if you ever learn Meseches Ksuvos, it seems that this whole discussion is a moot point. The Rashba points out there's a Mishnah Mefereshes in the second paragraph of Meseches Ksuvos that we do not say Mali L'Shaker B'Makom Edim, that you're not going to say Amigo when it goes up against Edim. Why? What does the Mishnah say? Mishnah talks about a woman who's nisarmalo nisgarsha. She becomes an almano or a grusha. And he omeres besula nisasani. So someone's got to pay her ksuba. The estate or the ex-husband has to pay her ksuba. So she says, I was a psula at the time of the marriage. V'hu omer loki, ela almana nisaticha. No, not so. I married you when you're an almana, and therefore your ksuba is only half. Im yesh edim shiatz binyuma v'rosha perua. If we have edim that it looked like the wedding of a besula, her hair was uncovered, and she was yatzis binum, which were practices for a wedding of a besula, ksubasa masayim. So she gets a ksuba of 200. Now, why is it that the husband can't be believed to say that she was an almana and her ksuba is a mana, migo, that he could have said that he already paid her ksuba, and that he'd be believed with that? So it's a migo. So what do you see from that Mishnah? He's not believed with such a migo because there are edim that say that she was a basula. There are edim that are able to testify, Rosh Aprua, Yaspinuma, that verifies that she was a basula. So obviously you see that you don't say migo b'makom edim. So how could Rabbah hold in our sugya that we do say migo even b'makom edim, even when it goes up against edim? So that's the kasha of the Rashba. So the Rashba suggests Rabbah is moda ta abaye that you don't say migo b'makom edim. And that Mishnah should be taken kapshuta. We don't say migo b'makom edim, but Rabbah holds that there's room to be mechalek between other migos and the migo that we have here in our sugya. Because in our sugya we could say we could still be mefarish devarav in a way that he's not going to be sosu the edim. That he wanted to say that he was samuch ubatuach la ki'ilu shel avosav. He didn't really mean it belonged to his father. He meant that I have such a relationship with this field, it's ki'ilu like it's a family heirloom already. Or he wanted to say shel avosav shelakhu me'avosav shalom ha'ar. Yeah, it belonged to my father, but what I mean by that is he bought it from your father. See, even though he's not actually saying all those words, there's a way to be mesaken es devarav to make it that his migo is not directly against Edom. So that's what Rabbah is saying. Comes along Abaye, says, yeah, but he's not saying any of those words. And therefore, even though we could touch it up that way, we could touch up what he's saying that way, and his migo won't be directly against Edom, still not good enough. It's still considered amigo v'makom edim. So that's the explanation of how Rabbah could have even had a hava mina that we're going to say amigo v'makom edim in light of the fact that it seems to be b'feresh mishum sechus ksubis that we don't say amigo v'makom edim. Hadar amarle, back in the Gemara, Hadar amarle, he comes back and he says, in dav haschahi, you're right, of course it belongs to your fathers, but uzvinta minach, I bought it from you, so I agree that it belonged to your fathers, but I bought it from him. And when I said initially that it belonged to my fathers, I didn't actually mean that it literally belonged to my family. It meant that I'm somech on it like it belongs to my fathers, that I consider it like a family heirloom. It's that close to my heart. It's something I rely on so strongly. So then, that's the question. Toin v'chozer v'toin, oin toin v'chozer v'toin. Do we allow him to come back with this new taina? His initial taina was that it was always in my family. Now he's saying, I didn't really mean it was always in my family. I meant that it was something, that there was something to it, that I have some connection. Ki'ilu was always in my family. So that's the question of toin v'chozer v'toin, or eino toin v'chozer v'toin. The Rivash writes in the Tshuva that since it's shaykh to be mefarish his original statement as, you know, samachtia ki'ilu shalavosai, even though it's a perush rachok, says the Rivash. It is unlikely when someone says, yeah, this was always in my family, that he really means, I just have a close relationship with it. And it's completely soser, the pashtos of what he said. Apparently, still, that's considered to be not blatantly false. When he said, shalavosai, to now touch it up in this way, seems like a perush rachok. Still, the Gemara has a possibility that toin v'chozer v'toin, that he's allowed to come back with this taina as long as it is not a direct and clear stira to what he said originally. Ula omer toin v'chozer v'toin, and Ula says yes, he can come back toin v'chozer v'toin. He can come back with a new taina or a modified taina. Nardai amri eino toin v'chozer v'toin. Nardai say no, he cannot come back with a modified taina. Umodi ula heichad amar le shel avosai v'lo shel avosecha. But Ula would admit that if initially what he said was shalavosai and not your father's, well then he can't come back and say, oh, it was your father's, I just bought it and I feel so close to it. No, that's a direct contradiction. Anything that's a direct contradiction, that for sure he can't say. And also, if he was in Beis Din and he didn't say such a taina, then Vasame Avrai, he went outside of Beis Din, he had some meetings with people in nice suits, and he comes back into Beis Din and he has a taina. No, obviously he lawyered up, and that doesn't work. Someone told him exactly how to talk, so that doesn't work. My taima, we assume that they taught him how to say these tainas. Who taught him? Says Rashbam. He has friends, he has people who are looking out for him, and they taught him to say these tainas. So in that case also, for sure, we cannot be towing v'chazer v'towing. The Shach writes in Choshen Mishpat and Siman Pei, then when the Gemara says if he leaves Beis Din, that he can't be chazer v'towing, because other people would have taught him the tainas sheker, that's only if Beis Din was already mechayef him. Beis Din already let him know how this case was going to turn out. And they said, chayevata. So then we have to be choshesh that he said, uh-oh, and he went out of Beis Din and he asked as many people as he could, what do I do about this? What can I say? Is there any way I could be zocha b'din? But if Beis Din didn't show their hand yet, if Beis Din didn't let him know that it's going to work against him, says the Shach, we don't have to worry that he went outside and looked for other tainas and asked people what he should be saying, because he's still confident in his original taina. He has no reason not to be confident in his original taina. Says the Shach, shouldn't you be concerned that he left Beis Din knowing nothing, thinking that his taina might be, his original taina might be strong enough, but maybe he was talking about the case with some more knowledgeable people, and he said, look, this is my taina, this is the opposing taina, and the people said, oh, you're going to lose, that's not going to work for you. Oh, really? Well, then what do I need to say in order to win? And they started advising him at that point. Says the Shach, you don't have to be concerned about that. You don't have to be concerned that that whole conversation happens. You only have to be concerned when he already is on the ropes, when he already feels like he's fighting a losing battle. Only then do we say, okay, he probably went outside and sought some advice from people who were able to guide him into what will be a winning taina. So that's where Ula agrees that a person is not able to be towing v'chazer v'towing. Is there any case where even Nardai agree that a person is able to be towing v'chazer v'towing? Umodi Nardai hecha da'armalei shalavosai shalakhua me'avosecha de'chazer v'towing. If he says, I agree with what you said, that it was your father's, and it belonged to my father's also, they bought it, me'avosecha. So then he's allowed to be chozer v'towin. That's perfectly acceptable. If you look in the Rashbam, about a third of the way down the medium-sized lines, v'afagav degav yorish kaimel and kaman pirkin de'in sarach taina, me'ach shirchzik v'ashol shalim hecha yisra shalaviv, aval raya boi shirchzik v'av yom echad. Now normally, the Yoresh doesn't require a taina. He just needs a raya that he's been there for 3 years and that his father was there for one day. Hacha in tzarach laviyedim shichzug ba'aviv klal. Shreizot ta'an taina gemur v'chazak sheishim ha'taina hi. Over here, he doesn't need a raya that his father ever had it, because as long as he has his chazaka and he has a taina, this is a chazaka sheishim ha'taina, and he's going to be believed. V'ilakatoz moder menardai hecha darmer shalachua misafkaleri hecha denafak lavroi v'chazav asal bezin imatzi l'memorachi. Meaning we had these cases where even Ula would admit that ain't a ton v'chazav v'ton. He went outside and someone taught him what to say. And we have a case where even Nardai admits that he is towing v'chazav v'ton, where he says, oh yeah, it did belong to your father's, but my father's born from your father's. What if both of those things happened? He went outside of bezin and he came back with this. He didn't come back with something else. He came back with this case where even the Nardai agree that he could be towing v'chazer v'towing. So says Tosos, not sure. The Ri's not sure what the halacha would be. Can he come back with such a taina, or do we assume that his relatives taught him this taina as well? Ve'echad ishtayim mili avrai v'lo ta'an v'asal be'dina v'ta'an d'chazer v'towing. The other case where Nardai agree that he can be chozer v'towein was where they already started discussing the case, discussing what their tevios and their tainos on each other were outside of Beis Din. And in all of their conversations outside of Beis Din, he never mentioned this taina. And now he comes to Beis Din with a new taina. He brings new evidence that no one ever heard of before into Beis Din. So everyone agrees that in such a case, you could be towing v'chozer v'towein. If the original taina was not in Beis Din, and now you're just introducing for the first time a taina in Beis Din, that's perfectly fine. My taima, why is that allowed? It's a very normal thing that a person is not going to show his hand. He's not going to show all the evidence. He doesn't want the opposition to have time to prepare for all of his titles, so he's going to save it until he gets to Beis Din. That's a perfectly normal thing. The Rashbam says with a caveat, though. Rashbam writes, "Vani mili titles mi'alma avultan beferush b'fnei edim chutz l'Beis Din chayev animan al'ploni harei hodul l'vashum." If he just like admitted the whole thing outside of Beis Din, yes, I owe you all the money. And then he comes to Beis Din and says, I didn't owe you the money. I bet you weren't expecting a fight on your hands. No, that's not okay. Once he was moda, once you have a hodas bal din, it's just no. He was saying, I don't owe you the money. But he was saying these ridiculous tainas. I don't owe you the money because this, because that. And none of those things made any sense. There weren't any strong tainas. He didn't look like he had any real evidence. And then he comes to Beis Din and, oh, he rolls out this amazing evidence. So that's where we're saying that that we accept the tainas that he issues in Beis Din, because it's normal for a person to keep things close to the vest until it actually comes out in Beis Din. There is a machlokas achronim if a person could be toveya as chavera leBeis Din without being megala to him why he's being toveya him leDin. Meaning, I'm suing you. What are you suing me for? That you'll find out when you get there. But he doesn't tell him why he's being toveya him to din. So the Tshuvas Be'er Sheva says, well, just like the Gemara says, that the nitva, the one who the claim is being made against, is allowed to keep all of his tightness close to the vest until the time comes, because he doesn't want to show his hand too early. So the Toveya shouldn't be at a disadvantage. The Toveya should have the same advantage, that he also shouldn't have to be Megala what he's being Toveya. The Shach, however, in Simon Yud Aleph and Choshe Mishpat disagrees. He says there's a big difference between a nitva and a Toveya. The nitva could say that if I would have heard the Tavia, I would have maybe right away acquiesced. I would have done it, and we wouldn't have had to even come to a Din Torah. So if you don't want to be Megala to me, the reason that you're being Tovea me, so I don't have to go to a Din Torah with you. Meaning there's nothing that's being Machriach me to come to a Din Torah. The only thing that would be Machriach coming to a Din Torah is when we have irreconcilable differences. But how do you know that we can't reconcile this? Tell me what your taina is. Maybe I'll just take a checkbook out right now and I'll pay you or whatever. And now we don't checkbook quit pay or whatever. I'll take care of you right now. So that you can't bring a person to Beis Din without telling him why you're bringing him to Beis Din. Amar Amemer, Anona Ardoyana. Amemer says, you should know, I am from Narda'a, and the tradition in Narda'a that we said was, Eino Toin V'chazer V'toin, but Usvirli, De Toin V'chazer V'toin. I happen to hold that Toin V'chazer V'toin, V'hilchasa, Toin V'chazer V'toin, and that is in fact the halacha, that you can be Toin V'chazer V'toin, that you can come back with another taina. Ze Omer Shalavosai V'ze Omer Shalavosai. You have each party says that it belongs to their own fathers. Hay Isisa, or that it belonged to their families. Hay Isisa De Davhasai V'achla Shnei Chazaka. So one of them brings witnesses that it belonged to his fathers, and that he had a chazaka, that he's been there for 3 years. The other one doesn't have witnesses that belong to his fathers, but he's got witnesses that he has a chazaka on it. So wait a second, what do you mean witnesses that he has a chazaka? The other guy has witnesses that he has a chazaka. The same years, they each have witnesses that they are the ones that were living in the house during those very same years. So these witnesses are clearly contradicting each other. But the first guy's witnesses said something else. They also said that it belonged to the first guy's family. So Reuven has witnesses that it belonged to Mishpachas Reuven, and that Reuven has a chazaka. Shimon only has witnesses that say that Shimon has had a chazaka. Amar Rav Nachman, Uki achila lebade achila, vuki ara b'chaskas afasa. Rav Nachman says what we have to do is the two eduyos of chazaka cancel each other out, and the only thing left standing is the edus that Reuven has that belong to his family, and therefore Reuven wins. That's Rav Nachman's shita. Amarle Rava says, can't be, ha edus mukhashasi. This is edus mukhashas. Meaning, how can you trust Reuven's edim? Reuven's edim were just contradicted, granted on another point, but they were just contradicted by Shimon's edim. So they have proven themselves to be unreliable, and therefore we cannot trust Reuven's edim. Tosos raises the question in the big Tosos on the bottom of here. He says, Tema, amai havi edus mukhashas, varava islay b'mruvba u'perek zeborer, de'ed zomi mikanu la'abo u'nifsal, v'lomifsal el mishad diskachush, v'son le'meimer achilas diskachush iskachush, havas lo iskachush lo iskachush. What happens if you have edim that contradict or that are found to be edim zomimin, and then you say, oh no, those edim, 10 years ago, they were my edim kiddushin. 5 years ago, they were made about a loan that I made to somebody. So now we cancel everything that they ever did, going back, that it's megala, that they're apostle. No, the halacha is eid zomeim mikanu labo nifsal. They're only possible for future eduyos. Obviously, the edus that they were found to be zomeim on, they're possible, but that and future eduyos. But we don't say that everything they said up until this point is assumed to be possible. So Tosus makes an assumption that the same should be true by edus achasha. If you have two edim that contradict each other, if we're going to say by edim zomeim, where we're absolutely sure that these guys are possible, they became Edom Zomim, that it's only Mikanu Laba. Say this Mucheshes. We don't even know who's telling the truth, who's not. These guys might be telling the truth. So the fact that we're not going to accept them can only be Mikanu Laba. It can't be that we're not going to accept things that they said the Mafreya. So says Tosos, how does Rava label all of this as Edus Mucheshes? Why doesn't Rava say, look, they contradict each other about the Chazaka, so they're not going to be believed about the Chazaka. And maybe any testimony going forward, they're also not going to be believed about. But the testimony that belonged to Reuven's family, that they should be believed about, because that comes before we discern that they were that it was Edus HaChasha. So Tosus points out that, you know, why is it that Edom Zomim are only possible Mikanul Haba? So there are two deos in the Gemara, Mesechs Babakam and Mesechs Sanhedrin, Daf Chav Zayin. One deo is that Eid Zomim Chidishu, Ve'elecho El Mishas Chidusho. That Eid Zomim, the whole notion of Edom Zomim is a Chidish. My Chazis to Smachta Hani, Smocha Hani, how do you know that you're going to believe the second set more than the first set, just because they said Imanu Yisab? That might be the Chidish, it might not be the Chidish. Something about Edom Zomim is a very great Chidish. And because Edom Zomim is a Chidish, we only apply the Chidish from the moment the Torah tells us to apply the Chidish. If that's the reason that Edom Zomim are Mikanu Labo, and if so, then Tosfos Kasha is not a Kasha. Because that obviously doesn't apply to Edus HaChasha. Edus HaChasha is not a Chidish. It's a very obvious thing that if you have two sets of Edom that contradict each other, you don't know who to believe. That's very simply Edus HaChasha. It's not a Chidish at all. But there's another reason that we say Edom Zomim is Mikanu Labo Nifsal and not Lemafreya Nifsal. The other reason we say is, take the example we gave before. I find out these Edom just became Edom Zomim. Oyvei, they were my Edom at my wedding. They were my Edom at this loan that I made, that business deal that I made, that purchase that I made. They're Edom for all sorts of things. So now you're going to go back and ruin my entire life and every transaction I ever made in my entire life because of what just came to light about these Edom? No, Takanas HaLekuchos. It's for the Takana of the people that relied on them in the past, that we can't say that L'mafreyo Nifsal. It has to only be Mikanu Labo Nifsal. If that's the Svara, then that should equally apply to Edus HaChasha. That's not only true by Edom Zomim, that should be true by Edus HaChasha as well. So therefore, Tosus asks, why do we not believe the Tosus Kasha is a good Kasha then? Why do we not believe Reuven's Edom, that Reuven's family owned it? Granted, the Edus HaChasha on the other part, on the Chazaka part, but not on the Shalav Hase part. So it says Tosus toward the bottom, Vinir de Sugi Dacha Keilish and the Chidishu. One possibility is our whole Gemara must be assuming like the other day, like the day that says that the reason Edom Zomim is Mikanu Labo Nifsal is because Chidishu. But then he says Lurivan Yira de Lo Dami Hachta Chalid Meruba, that our case is totally different. The Hasam Gneva Utficha Tre Milininhu Ulachia Gneva de Lo Itzum Lo Itzum. See, over there when we said Mikanu Labo Nifsal, and therefore if you have a set of Edom that testified that there was a tvicha, and that there was a geneva, and there was a tvicha, so okay, maybe they became zomim on one element of it, and not the other element, on one of the things that they testified, and not the other thing that they testified, because those two things are totally unrelated. It may be that they became edim zomim about the fact that the guy shechted it, but it's still, the fact that he stole it is still meaningful, even if there was no subsequent shechita. But hacha ki iskachu sha'achila iskachu shnami avhasa davhasa b'lo achilasa lo mahani dav mukminim biyadi disleisadi dachla shnei chazaka dinam lomar haisa shalavasi yom echad b'migo di bayyamar minach zvinta. But over here, if you don't listen to the part of their testimony where he says that Reuven had a chazaka, the part of the testimony that says that it belonged to Reuven's father doesn't make any difference, because Shimon has a chazaka in it, so Shimon could just as easily say, you're right, yeah, yes, Reuven, it belonged to your father, but I bought it, and that's why I have it. My father lived, it belonged to my father also for a day, and that's why I have it. So the whole testimony would fall apart without the part that's hukhash. So that's why Tosfos says we Rava labels this correctly as edus mucheshes. So that's the explanation of Rava. Now the Rishonim are bothered in general. Why don't we believe the second edim migo that they could have been made about the first edim, that the first edim were gazlanim, meaning Reuven comes with edim that it belonged to Reuven's father and that Reuven has a chazaka. Second set of edim says Shimon has a chazaka. We should believe that whoever comes second, we should believe, because they could have just as easily walked into Beis and not said a word about the case and just said we're made that Reuven's edim are gazlanim. So and that's it. Then we'd have to throw Reuven's Edom out. You have two Edom testifying about Reuven's Edom. So shouldn't we believe them with a migo that they could have, or that they could have been mazim the first Edom, and we would be makabel der hazama, meaning they have the capacity to totally destroy Reuven's Edom. So why don't we believe them with a migo? So the Ramban and the Rashba suggest that you don't say a migo to give na'amanus to the Edom, because the Torah is mamid Edom when they're made. The Torah believes Edom about things. So when there's a reason not to believe the Edom because of their etzema edus, you can't say, oh, but let's believe them anyway. Meaning there is no higher level of proof than Shnei Edom. That's what this second group is. They are Shnei Edom. They already are the highest level of proof. But we have reason not to believe them because they're going against another two Edom. So we don't say, oh, but Amigo is going to help them out. Amigo doesn't help out when you already are two Edom. Amigo helps out a guy who's making a taina, because a guy making a taina doesn't automatically have Ne'amanus. So Amigo gives him Ne'amanus. Edom already have the maximum Ne'amanus you could ever have. And if we still have reason to assume that they're saying something that's not true, Amigo is not going to help them. That's how the Ramban and the Rashba suggest. Then they suggest that over here you have Edom against Edom, so you can't say these Edom are better than the other Edom because of Migo, because on both sides you have the strongest level of proof. And then they suggest that you can't believe Migo because it's a Migo neged Edom, and the other Edom are being machish them. And then they suggest, the Rashba suggests, you don't say Migo for two people. You know, you have a Migo for one person that he could have said a lie, you never say two people could have said a lie, because they couldn't. They would never get their story straight. You can't say amigo when it's a taina that two different people are making. So I try to work on what are the nafkaminas between all these different answers as to why it is that we don't believe them with this migo. The tumim suggests, let's say you have a chasha of two edim against two edim, and the baldin has a taina that he has a migo in his side of the taina. So if you say that you don't say migo because you don't say migo by two people, so over here the migo is the baldin's migo, it's not the aid's migo, so it would work to combine with the edim that support him to create an amanus. But if the reason you don't say migo is because migo can't be machria when you already have the highest level of evidence, which is shnei edim, then it doesn't matter that the baldin has a migo. You already have the highest level of evidence, and that wasn't good enough. So that might be enough kamina. Another enough kamina he creatively comes up with, the first cut of edim was pasul edus because of some avera, and the second cut was made that the first cut did tshuva, and that they're therefore kashul edus, because you could do tshuva and become kashul edus, but they're machish the actual edus that they're saying, look, you did tshuva, I know people think that you're pasul edus, you did tshuva, you're kashul edus, we're made that you did tshuva and you're kashul edus, we think you're wonderful people, we just think what you're saying right now is a lie. So they have amigo that they couldn't, the second set of edim has amigo they could have really not said anything and not been made about the kashrus of the first set of edim. The first set of edim would have been thrown out of court anyway. So such amigo you could probably say even with shnei edim, because it's not about getting a story straight, it's about not saying anything, and that two people should be able to coordinate. They should be able to coordinate not saying anything. But on the other hand, you have the strongest levels of ne'amanus already. Okay, so that's the discussion. But anyway, going back to our case, so Rava says this is edus mucheshes, and therefore we can't trust anything. Whereas Rav Nachman says, no, the two eduyos about the chazaka cancel each other out. Reuven has edus that belong to his family, and that edus carries the day. So Amalei, nihidis kachash ba'achilasa, Vavhasa, Miyiskachash, and Rav Nachman makes the point to Rava. Granted, they're machish each other when it comes to the Chazaka, but they're not machish each other when it comes to the other Eidos that belong to his forefathers. So shouldn't we believe Ruvain? So Lema Rav of Rav Nachman pluk to Rav Huna Rav Chizka Mifli. Says the Gemara, this machlokas should sound familiar. We've had a machlokas elsewhere in Shas about Eidos HaChasha. The Itmar, we had a machlokas as follows. If you have two sets of witnesses that are contradicting each other, Rav Huna says each one in subsequent cases can come and testify. Neither of them loses credibility. For this case, we don't know what to do. We're stuck. But in Eidus Acheres, each one can come and testify. The Rashbam is quick to point out, Aval echon mikazu ve'echon mikazu ein mitstarfel neidus achas te'echon me'ampasal levad ve'ein kanel chatzi eidus. That certainly you can't take one member of this group and one member of that group and combine them and let them be shnei eidim, because one of them is definitely a liar. So that we're not allowed to do. But either way, the point is that Rav Huna holds that they each retain their cheskas kashrus. Rav Chisda amar b'hadisa d'shakri lamali. Rav Chisda says, we want to play games with this. We have a 50-50 chance that each of these sets are absolute liars and will be willing to say anything in court. So why would we invite someone who's a 50% chance that he's a liar to testify in Beis Din? Absolutely not. We can't accept it. So says more lame Rav Nachman d'amak Rav Huna. Rav Nachman apparently says they maintain their credibility, and like Rav Huna says, and that's where Rav Nachman says, granted, we can't listen to Reuven's Edom that say that he has a Chazaka, because Shimon's Edom also say that he has a Chazaka, but still Reuven's Edom that Shalav Hasei, that Edom should stand alone, because they still have their credibility. V'Rava Krav Chista, and Rava who says, no, once their Edom's Mecheshes, throw the whole thing out. He holds like Rav Chista, that these people have been proven to be Edus HaChasha, and as Edus HaChasha, we don't want them anywhere near our courthouse. Fractosus vim tomar and dibra maskel v'rava vim tomar im kena maichash v'rava b'mruv perik zeborer eid zomim chidushu v'en l'chabal l'mishas chidusho v'alo mashu nifsalenu chidush to min adina yiliyo shnei psulim k'mo b'shnei kitei d'machishu zuzu im kena lovi chidush alo mashu mazim k'sherim. He says, what's the chidush v'edim zomim according to Rava? If you really say that eidus mucheshes is possible, I'm going to throw him out. So by eidim zomim it's no better than eidus mucheshes. So of course the eidim zomim are going to be possible. Says that's an important idea. Marie, the Rava Damar Chiddushu Lo Avi Elafia Maskana Dasi Shapir Karavuna. That Rava says that it's a Chiddush is only according to the Maskana where Rava can conform to Ravuna. But Eino Chinami, if Rava were directly like Rav Chisda, that Eidus Mecheshes is absolutely blow it up, get rid of all of them. So that then Eino Chinami, he would not be able to say Chiddush. So says Gemara, do these two machlokos align with each other? Says Gemara, no. No, they do not. The Bach has in the word low. Aliba de Rav Chisda kuli alma lo pligi. Within Rav Chisda, there's not much room for debate. Rav Chisda says that once you have Eidus Mecheshes, never trust any of these guys for anything ever again. Okay, everyone's got to agree. That's what Rav Chisda holds. Ki pligi aliba de Rav Huna. The whole machlokas is within the shita of Rav Huna, that even though these Eidim had been hukchash in a previous case, we're still going to believe them in future cases. Yeah, but is that only in future cases? What about another element of this case where they're not hukchash? Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman is directly like Rav Huna, so believe him about the other part of their testimony. V'rava adkan lo kam Rav Huna el edus acheres. Avalo osa edus. Lo, no, Rav Huna will only say this about another edus, but the very same edus. So that he's not going to, that far he's not going to go. And therefore, they don't perfectly align with each other. Hadrai Sadav Hasihi, if let's say Shimon then brought Edom that it belonged to his father, meaning continuing the same case, Reuven had Edom that he had a Chazaka, that it belonged to his father, Shimon had Edom that he had a Chazaka, and then later Shimon brings Edom, oh yeah, it belongs to my father's also. Amrav Nachman Ananachtine, we're the ones that threw Shimon out of the land, Anan Maskinale, we're going to have to give him back. L'zilusa debedina, lo chashina, we can't worry about our own reputation if new evidence came to light. Masav Rav Vitem Rav Zeira, Shnayim Amr Meis, Shnayim Ram Lom Meis, two Edom say a woman's husband died, two Edom say he didn't die, Shnayim Ram Niskash, Shnayim Ram Lom Niskasha, two Edom say they're divorced, two Edom say they're not. Harezu lo tinase, she cannot get remarried, v'imnises lo teitse, but if she does get remarried, we don't make them get divorced. Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Teitze. Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi says, we do make them get divorced. Amar Rabbi Nachman Rabbi Yossi, Emes Ayiniyom or Teitze, when do I make them get divorced? Bizman Shabo Eidim Vachachnises. When she got married illegally. There were Eidim already there, and she nevertheless got married against the Halacha. So now we're going to make her get divorced. Aval Nises, but she got remarried, and the Nebuch, Vachachach Bo Eidim, Eidim came that were Machish, the original Eidim that her husband was dead. She had Eidim that her husband was dead when she got remarried. Now new Eidim came and say that he's not dead. Harezu Lo Teitze. Then we're not going to make her get divorced. So don't you see, we're not going to, when new evidence comes to light, if it's already done, we're not going to change things. You know what? I wanted to paskin that we're not choshesh for zilusa debedina. But now, it says Rav Nachman, now that you've shown me that brisa that apparently says we're not going to change things when new evidence comes to light, so now I'm not gonna do it anymore. I'm not gonna paskin like initially I would have wanted to. Meaning I'm gonna be choshesh for zilusa debedina. So in something like that, because you now have a brisa that supports me. So now what we're gonna see tomorrow is Nafak of Ruvda. Rav Nachman then, right after saying that, he goes out and he's not choshesh for zilusa debedina. So what changed? We had a brisa that told him to yes be choshesh for zilusa debedina. So that Pesachim will take us well into tomorrow's daf about why Rav Nachman then changed his mind and all of a sudden was not choshesh for zilusa debedina.